Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Yes, another day, another Mars story. Don't be just dropping Mars stories willy-nilly, media. People will become desensitized to space travel. Not a day that goes by. Oh, someone else is flying to Mars. Oh, they've discovered something about Mars. Oh, rat found in Mars bar. That's more the quiz that we were doing in the world's hardest Mars quiz. None of the answers are actually the planet Mars, but every answer had the sound or word Mars in it. Fascinating stuff that has to be heard on the podcast to be believed on the podcast. Also, a good old-fashioned prank or sinister mischief. I feel sinister mischief. She was a pilot up to sinister mischief. Have a listen, figure out how you feel, and if you're angry, send her some hate mail at sinistermischief@hotmail.com. It's not a real email address, hence legally why I'm allowed to say that. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
You're the wild man.
I'm just a sexual appeal. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about it.
As we welcome Bradford and Angela into the studio, they do the podcast By the By, and they come in every Tuesday morning for a bit of Sexy Tuesdays. There's a hint of nervousness in the air, I think, quite fair to say.
It's palpable.
Not because one of us has come down with an STD, not because we accidentally crossed swords at the sex club, but because we all have in front of us chastity belts.
Yes.
After the chastity challenge seed that was planted last Tuesday morning. I mean, it almost started as a joke.
It did start as a joke.
And we've learned the hard way, literally, probably not metaphorically after this, that if a challenge is set, then all three of us, the sexual competitors that we are bound together and will stop at nothing for a bit of friendly fun and sexual banter on the air. So each of us went during the week to buy what is known as a cock cage or a chastity belt. Is there another version for you, Angela?
It's obviously a chastity belt.
It's a chastity belt.
Yes.
Okay. So yours are chastity. Is mine and Bradford's chastity belts?
Technically, they're more cock cages, but I think it still falls under the chastity belt realm.
Okay, because yours is. Yours is a full-on belt.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a minute when we all pull ours out of the box and Bradford's playing
I'm already playing with mine. It's going to be the last time I get to play with it for a while.
Yeah, well, definitely. have we all squeezed one out before the show?
We did this morning, yeah.
Oh, this morning? Oh, that's why I was running late tonight. Because I was like, every edge I can get.
Can we use your bathroom real quick?
No, you're locked in the studio now. Everyone will come out of this studio with cock cages and chastity belts attached to their nether regions. I think that before we get stuck in and sort of lock them all down, we've got to talk through them. Amazingly, when I went shopping during the week and just between all three of our belts and cages now, the variety, the differences in the things, and dare I say 99.9995% of the time these are used for erotic pleasure in the bedroom, not for radio stunt challenges. But there's quite a bit to them. There's quite a bit. Maybe we'll start with the female belt. What did you see at the sex shop? What was your experience like buying this thing?
So first of all,
can you pass it over here? Can I have a look?
The female chastity belt, they're not near as common as a male chastity belt is or a cock cage. And
Jesus, this looks like something from Game of Thrones. Wow.
There are some absolutely gorgeous ones out there for BDSM play.
Okay.
But there are a lot of them that I found have almost look kind of like a bit of a G-string and, you know, a piece of leather that kind of goes from the front to the back. Some of them are steel, some are different designs, that kind of thing. But it was a little more difficult to find one that was actually functional to wear for more than just a play session. You know, that you can still pee through and use the bathroom and stuff, and it was a little more difficult to find one that was truly functional. But there are some absolutely gorgeous chastity belts out there.
So will this for your relationship, guys, will this be sort of like a bit of foreplay in itself? Like, is this something that you like, Bradford, almost like some sexy medieval lingerie?
No. Not at all for me. It's gonna be difficult.
Admittedly, after after thinking about the whole challenge and everything, and I started thinking about like true chastity play with, you know, a male cock cage, and I started kind of really thinking through the psychology of it, and I got really kind of excited, and I may want to find a partner to explore this with more.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I like to tease, and I think that kind of fits right in with that.
That's right. So, ladies
tease
and gentlemen,
and punish.
She'll be taking her resumes. You know, just send your CV to Danny Lakey.
And all of a sudden, Angela skyrockets to the hot favorite on Sportsbet for longest time with the chastity belt on. That's interesting. It's quite the apparatus. How much does that set you back?
That one was 160.
Oh, yeah. Well, the beauty of us and our jobs is that you can claim all of that back on tax. So don't gasp, guys.
There are some that were cheaper, but again, it was functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you saw one for like $1,600 or something as well.
There was, and oh my God, it was gorgeous. Yeah. It was very detailed and ornate.
Very steampunk.
Yeah, it was very steampunk.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to yours, Brad. But even when both you and I, we've got our cock cages in front of us here, they're two different beasts. Mm-hmm. They're two different apparatuses, aren't they?
Yes, they're quite different. So I went with plexiglass or like plastic, heavy plastic.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was very lightweight, and I wanted something because I'm going to be out working. And so, I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that real world thing. Forgot about that.
So I wanted something that was both functional and light. It's clear because I still want to be able to see my little fella. You know, I may not be able to touch him, but I want to see to make sure he's still there.
Yeah, check there's no discoloration after the first hour. Yeah, I see.
he's blue. No, he's just sad. yeah, and so this thing is very complex. It came in maybe 6 pieces, 7 pieces if you count the lock. It took me a good 15 minutes and a YouTube video to try to figure out how to put it together because the instructions were, oh, you should probably already know how to do this.
Yeah.
And once I figured it out, I was like, well, I'll try it on. Not terribly comfortable. I'm also a stomach sleeper.
Right,
which is another, I know. So I am terrified that I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to have a pillow under my hips tonight, and not in the sexy way. I did like one thing about this was it's got a very large pee hole.
Yeah,
we'll call it. That's the technical word. Yeah. And then two windows on the side, so it's very breathable. Because I also am a bit of a sweater, and what I didn't want is to grow a fungus.
We did see a soft silicone one that at first you're like, oh, that's soft, that's good, but it only had the one pee hole, and that seemed like it would get very sweaty inside there.
Yeah, I see. All right. Maybe those things are designed more for, you know, softer, 1 hour foreplay sessions instead of full marathon radio stunt sessions.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a lot of parts, and there's the bit that fascinates me is different widths to secure the cock and balls in. There is a tiny one
there. That's the size of a 20-cent piece, maybe?
Yeah. Jeez.
It's tiny. And then this one that is the largest is just bigger than a 50-cent piece.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that more to do with the size of males or people that really like to restrict themselves?
I have to guess that it's the size of male. Or, I'm sorry, it's the people that like to restrict themselves, not the size of males. Because
what you're saying is no one could be that small.
Well, it's just... I'm not a big fella, and I just can't believe that I have to have the largest size. I cannot believe that. I mean, it's good for my self-esteem, but, you know, I cannot believe that.
I very much wish that I had those interchangeable width circles, because mine is apparently a one-size-fits-all, and I've had a test run as well. I yelped. I was hoping that you guys might be able to be like, oh, you're doing it wrong. You've got to unlock this piece. But you've looked at it and you said, nope, that's the size. I will try and talk us through this one next. Mine's very different to yours. Mine's metal, very breathable. And I've also got the special added bonus of something that is planning on going in my pee hole.
It's a sounding rod.
Okay, I'm not using the sounding rod. I'm going to chainsaw that off if I have to.
For real quick, anybody who doesn't know what sounding, it's the act of sticking something, usually a piece of metal or a piece of very clean plastic. Mm. Metal's easier to clean. Mm. Inside your urethra.
Yep, that's not happening. I draw the line. It's my hard limit, but I will talk you through my cock cage next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey with Bradford and Angela's By the By, deconstructing this chastity challenge that we foolishly figured out last week on the air. My chastity belt / cock cage, unlike yours, Bradford, that's that plastic sort of thing, this is metal. This is full on. I think I bought this for $70 down at the Adult World. And I gave it a little go when I got home, and I thought I must have been doing it wrong. And when you guys rocked in tonight, I'm like, so get this straight. I've got to put my testicles and penis through this bit, which is probably the width of a 50-cent piece. And I was expecting you guys go, no, silly, you've got to do this instead. So, oh, thank God. You're like, yeah, that's the tonic. Oh, okay, because I've tried that and it was real, real painful. So I'm gonna have to suck in. I haven't eaten all day. I don't know if all the carbs go to my balls or something, but I'm hoping that I'm having a smaller day today, because when I tried it on Sunday night, it was not good.
Do you have lube?
Don't have any lube.
Do you still think you can go for 5 days in that?
No. That's what I said last week.
You did say 5 days.
Oh, God, no. I don't think 5 days. I think now 48 hours max. I think what we've got to now whittle it down to, instead of days, guys, it's going to be an hours thing. So.
Thank God.
Mine's metal. I'm happy to announce that I can pull out my sounding rod, which is the bit of metal that goes in the pee hole. Now, once again, moving back to this is a popular toy. Like, there were so many in this adult shop that I went to, and the guy that helped me out there, who worked there, obviously he's very experienced with this kind of thing, and he was so passionate about these things. He reckons he knows one guy who will lock his member up in the cock cage, and then not only does he take Viagra, apparently there's also something that you can inject into your penis that gets it hard pretty much straight away. Do you know what that stuff's called?
I think it's a derivative of Viagra.
Yeah, I'd remember the actual word he was using if you said it. But yeah, it's essentially pretty much an instant boner you got to inject into your penis. I'm not into that either. But he'll do that. He'll get the boner in the cage with the sounding rod, and that's pleasure to him. Like, he really, really likes that. I couldn't think of anything worse, but different strokes for different folks. It's just so interesting that this is used as some sort of foreplay device. And I can imagine maybe it'll be fun for like 30 minutes or so.
48 hours later.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I tell you what, Main Square's Nikki is going to get the fright of her life when she comes out. Because I told her that we're doing it like in a couple of weeks' time when she moves overseas. So this will be a nice surprise when I get home this morning. Don't touch me, I'm chastised.
I will say though, yours is at least straight. You could still penetrate her with that.
Fair point. That's cheating, though. If I can't use a vibrator, he can't do that.
Wow, that is interesting. Yeah,
I don't think it would be
like more of a canister.
Although it might not be pleasurable for him. Yeah. But depends on the metal end up at the top. Yeah. If that's going to catch her at all or not.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be down for that, no matter what. And I won't do that because it is cheating anyway. But yeah, there are quite a few crevices. I can still touch I can get my fingers through the grates here.
Well, I mean, I
can pay it a conjugal visit through the cell.
I can pet mine with like a cotton swab or something.
No, rules are rules. Obviously, playing with the member. If we want to pull the pin at any time, obviously we all do have a key. Make sure you don't lose the keys. Does yours come with two keys?
Mine came with two keys. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I have two keys for each of my locks.
Yeah, she has multiple locks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus. So I just wanted to say, we have talking about people who enjoy it. We have someone, a Twitter follower friend, who she has had guys lock themselves up and then mail her the key.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So
I think that's exciting.
And then she held onto the key for a week and then mailed it back.
It does. It sort of feels kind of like we're cheating by having a key on us at all times. But I draw the line.
I'll take the keys.
No, you can have one key. You can have one key, mister. We still need at least one key.
We have to come visit producer Felix to have it taken off.
Can you imagine that? Imagine if he passed away. I mean, heaven forbid, we don't want that. But if he passes away in the next 48 hours, we're calling the fire brigade.
I'm just going to say, let's all think about this really clearly before we give anyone else the key. Because imagine the trip to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Hi, yes, what are you here for? I lost the key to the cock cage. I mean, and yours is going to have to be, mine's at least plastic. Yours is going to have to be cut off with one of those things.
Yeah,
and totally. That's not a vibrator sound. No. That was some sort of safety saw.
Yeah, all right, we're all doing this?
Yeah,
it. Okay.
We're here.
All right, there are still cleaners and staff walking around in the building, so unfortunately we can't be getting naked, putting on our chastity belts and cock cages here. Why don't we say from 6 a.m., bang on 6 a.m., you'll be awake then, because I'll still be awake after the show then. I'll get home, I'll put mine on, you put yours on, we'll start recording our chastity diaries, and we'll check back in tomorrow night.
Chastity diaries.
I love it.
All right, the chastity challenge, it's on. Oh, and PS producer Felix, we all said if we all last 5 days, you get the sounding rod up your knob.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Your phone obsession may be costing you. Our phone obsession may be costing us. People are addicted to their smartphones, guys, more than ever before. Every day, I reckon more and more people become addicted to their smartphones. And a recent study and article released today is saying that it's revealing more compulsive behaviour by the day. Use of mobile phones depriving us of our sleep, disrupting our relationships, eroding our productivity, everything. I think we've all been guilty of maybe supposed to be going to sleep. And it almost seems second nature to a lot of people now. You go to bed, and just before you bed, you're like, well, I'll just check everything. I'll check if I've got any new comments. I'll check my emails. That'd be a good way to wind down, wouldn't it? That nice blaring LED screen. That'd be a real nice way to wind down. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty using my phone to wake up. Like, I'll press snooze, about, no, I don't want to get up. I'm like, all right, just slowly wake up. I'll get my phone. I'll check my Facebook. That'll get my brain going. What a terrible way to think. I know science isn't on the side. Plenty of scientists and psychologists, they hate that theory. But it does. It helps you wake up. Disrupting relationships, for sure. And we've all dated someone who you'd be midway through a conversation, and then they start checking their phone. Like, hey, excuse me. What's going on? Keep your social media to times where I'm not in the vicinity, please. Let's remain social face-to-face. Eroding productivity? Yeah, it's so true. You'll be putting off stuff. It's the ultimate procrastination machine, the old smartphone. And something else which is really interesting here, I don't know how it works for Android people. I'm sure Android people, they might know how to figure this out themselves. I've got to go off the iPhone model. But there's a cool little thing that you can do right now. Producer Felix, you've got an iPhone out there, don't you?
Sure do.
Yeah, he was distracted again on his bloody phone, like usual, typical. This is what you do, all right? If anyone, and anyone out there can do this at the moment, and ring through with your results on 131060. Go, open up your iPhone, go to your settings, then when you're in settings, click on battery. In battery. And then under battery percentage, you click on the last 7 days, and then click the little clock icon that's next to that as well. That literally brings up how many minutes you've been on every single one of your apps on your smartphone over the past week. It'll say what percentage you use it, and it'll say how many minutes over the past week you've racked up. I like to think I'm pretty good. I would like to think that I wouldn't have social media if it wasn't for this job. I don't think I'm a slave to my phone. There's definitely ways I can improve, but I don't think I'd be the worst out there. Just look through. What's your top there? I've used the internet. I've been on the internet for 1.1 hours in the last 7 days. That's pretty good. That's very impressive, actually. And then I've got my socials. So I've got Instagram. I've been 1.5 hours on Instagram within the last week. Facebook Messenger, 58 minutes. Facebook, 9 minutes. Yeah, there's not much there. I'm pretty proud of that. 1.5 hours on Instagram. You're always on your phone, Producer Felix. How much have you rocked up?
You really want to know?
Yeah. Is it bad?
You're an amateur compared to me.
Good. What is it? How much have you been on the
all right, my most used app is Facebook in the last 7 days, 4.4 hours.
Oh, God.
Closely followed by Instagram, 3.7 hours. And then Messenger, 3.8 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
But I will maintain, it is my job to be on social media to make sure that you are living your best life on the internet.
I don't know. I don't think all that falls down to me. I don't know how many interviews you've scored via the Facebook Messenger app in the last week. Hey, 131060, check that. Can you beat Producer Felix and his social media addiction? Are you one of those people that's always on your phone? Like I said, go into settings, battery percentage, last 7 days. Click the clock next to it. It'll literally tell you in minutes how much time you've been spending on your smartphone. Can you beat Producer Felix? What, he rack up about 3 or 4 hours on the Facebook Messenger? Any of the social media channels will do. Be brave. Maybe we can get through this together, guys. Are you addicted to your social media? Check the stats. The numbers don't lie. We'll get your calls on the NX, 131060. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. We're addicted to our phones. Best article coming out today, and with science to back it up. 2 in 5 people out there feel lost without their smartphones now. More than half say their obsession has an effect on their daily functioning, from relationships to their physical health. If you're still on the fence and you're maybe a bit of a closet phone addict and you'll think, well, I don't know, it's all right. I've got it under control. I could stop at any time. Well, if you've got an iPhone, I don't know how to do it on Android. I apologize, but there's this thing. If you go on your iPhone, you go to settings, and you go to battery. Under battery percentage, click your last 7 days, click on the clock icon. It'll literally give you in time and minutes and hours how long you have been spent on each app that you've got on your phone. I did mine but just before. I don't think I'm addicted. I think mine's pretty good. And we put out there on 131060, are you more addicted than producer Felix to your phone? Because I went through mine. My biggest one is 1.5 hours on Instagram. That's 1.5 hours on screen. Not at chilling in the background. 1.5 hours on Instagram in the last week. Producer Felix, what did you... You racked up about 3.5 hours on Messenger, 2 hours on Insta, what, 3 hours on Facey?
Oh, if only. No, 3.8 hours on Messenger, 3.8 hours on Instagram, and 4.4 hours on Facebook.
You're addicted, man. You're addicted. Seek help. Seek help right now. It ain't weak to speak, buddy. 131060, can you beat producer Felix and his crazy phone addiction? Dawn in Queensland. You were ringing up before I even asked the question. You were like, I'm addicted to my phone. Help me, please. I'm powerless.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I've got my life in order. Not so yourself. What are you spending? What are you killing time on?
So a lot of my friends, we only talk via Messenger, so I probably spend at least, like, you know, 4 hours in total on that, and then there's Pokemon Go just for days.
Oh, goodness me.
Rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, I bet you do. I thought Pokemon Go had been and gone a long time ago, but obviously still the diehards and the super fans going around that. It's interesting. Did you notice there, producer Felix, everyone who's addicted, they try and reason it in the first sentence, don't they? It's like, well, me and all my friends, we only talk on the app, so that's why. That's why we do it. That's why. Couldn't possibly talk real life, could we? That's why I'm on it so much, because this is my friends. They're on there, aren't they? Friends.
Yeah,
reply.
Pretty much.
Thank you. Got a lot of calls to get through. Laurie in Carnegie. Have you checked out your settings? What sort of stats are you repping?
Yeah, I'm pretty addicted to my phone. I got 5.9 hours on Instagram.
Oh, no. We've got a new record holder. We've got a new addict, guys.
I feel great.
Real bad.
What are you doing? Are you interacting? Are you posting photos? Are you stalking, browsing? What's going on?
I'm getting through all my Insta stories. I think I followed too many people in order to, you know, get that 5.9 hours. Yeah. That's a lot of stories to get through.
And that's a lot of downloading as well. It's a lot of data being passed, but thank you for your bravery. 5.9 hours, the clubhouse leader, Laurie from Carnegie at the moment. Yakia in Narre Warren, you reckon you can beat that on the Insta?
I'm at 6.3 hours on Instagram, man, in the last...
in the last week?
In the last, like, 4 days.
Oh God, man! You need. What is it? Man. Are you stuck down the Insta story rabbit hole as well?
Sorry.
Are you stuck down the stories as well? Are you looking at the Insta stories? Is that where it's all going? You're just perving on Nicki Minaj and Kim Kardashian bum pics.
Oh, it's not even Nicki Minaj, man. It's definitely some other people though.
It's people I know, bro. Nicki Minaj is so out of reach. It's more the achievable butts that I can get in my life. Thanks for your bravery, Shway in Brisbane. More than 6.3 hours.
Yeah, mine is 7.3 hours on Facebook.
Oh, no. There's not even stories on that. This is just aimless browsing, is it? What are you doing on there?
It's the memes, my dude. It's the memes.
I'm a meme queen. What am I supposed to do? It provides the lols. Where else am I going to get my chuckles?
How else am I supposed to keep in touch with my friends?
See, once again, that's that denial seeping in. It's like, yes, I'm addicted to the memes, but how am I going to talk to my friends as well?
I was kidding, but yeah, I was... Honestly, I think it's because I was looking for a new phone on Marketplace, and I was just... You know, one thing led to another. I started looking at phones, and I ended up looking at some clothes, and... It's just browsing.
This is a fascinating insight into the human psyche. You can just hear it, can't you? You can just hear it. It's excuse after excuse. Well, I think it was because I was looking for a new phone because my old phone isn't doing a good enough job. I'd like to look at more memes. It can't download the memes quick enough. That's why I'm on the phone so much so I can get a new phone. Yes, yes. It's very fascinating stuff. Connor in Mildura, 7.2, is the clubhouse leader. Shway, spending time on Facebook. What about yourself?
Yeah, I've realised I've got no life. I've got 8.4 hours on Facebook, 3.2 hours on Snapchat, 1 hour on Instagram. I need help.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Someone finally brave enough that the first step in recovery and redemption, Connor, is to admit you've got a problem. And you're the first in 5 callers to actually admit it instead of shying away, saying that all their friends exist on there and that they're totally addicted to memes and they are in a shameless time in their life. We're here for you. Leave your number off the air. Producer Felix and I, we're going to set up a hotline. It's going to be okay. We will be able to gradually get you down until you're not even on Facebook anymore. It's
going
to be light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks for your bravery. Kelly in Pottsville in New South Wales on 131060. 8.4 hours so far. Connor's admitted for help. Have you?
I have 9.1 hours on Instagram and then 4.5 hours on Facebook.
No! No! Guys!
I know!
It's getting
I
worse! This isn't even... We haven't even hit the summit yet. There are calls coming through. There are people that are going to put you to shame, but don't listen to those because I'm declaring anyone at Kelly's level, Connor's level, or above has a problem. Don't hang up.
Oh, my God.
Don't hang up from this call, Kelly, and then hear more people more addicted to you and think, oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it? It's like, it's the worst thing to take a recovering alcoholic to a 21st because they're like, oh, it's not all bad. Everyone's like me, aren't they? It's all right. I can do this. No, no. You guys are all now in red zone territory, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
Get off the Insta. There's a whole world out there. Fly a kite, ride a bike, swing on a swing, Tara in Tongala in Victoria. How much are you racking up?
I'm up to 9.6 hours on Facebook.
Oh, what could possibly be on there? Are you interacting? Is it just browsing?
Just browsing, looking at stuff for sale.
Stuff for sale? The marketplace. You're on the Facebook marketplace.
Yep. Guilty.
I've never been to the Facebook marketplace. Is it good?
Yeah, I just...
Sorry. I shouldn't be an enabler, should I? Well, it was good. Tell me more about this marketplace. No, get off the marketplace, Tara. Get off. Get off it. Thank you. Tisha, Newcastle. What do you got?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got my life in order and I'm feeling a lot better about my 1.3 hours of weekly Instagram now that you addicts have rang up and made me feel like a king.
All right, so mine's 10.3 on Snapchat.
Oh, that was Snap? Not even on the Insta. So this is
on
literally
Snapchat,
just looking
no,
at
I've
other
been
people's
looking
lives.
At the stories and stuff. I've been looking at like all the people, like all the YouTubers and everything. Mm. I just have no life.
Oh my God. And what this, I've got some maths here. I'm going to crunch the numbers, okay? Because 10.3 hours a week, you think, oh, yeah, well, there's a whole week, right? 10.3 hours. Let's boil it down to this. You're only awake, let's say, for 16 hours a day. Say you've got to work or study or do whatever. 10 hours of that a day is spent traveling and going to school. And that leaves 6 hours a day for leisure time. At the very most, that's 40 hours max a week of leisure time. You're spending a quarter of your life looking at someone else's life through a screen.
I know, I'm terrible. I need help.
I have to get tough. I have to get tough now. I get that my aggression is rapidly rising, but that's the only way to quell this. Callista on the Sunshine Coast.
Hi, I'm with Snapchat as well, but I've got 10.6 hours.
Okay, it's not a competition,
Clearly,
guys.
I don't have a life.
You don't. A quarter of your life is on that. And heaven forbid, what else? Because definitely there's other stuff going on there. It's not like, oh, I'm just on Snapchat. I don't even own Facebook or Instagram. You know that those other ones are up there in the fives anyway.
Yeah, it is.
All right. A big jump now to Ian in Logan, who is smashing the record out of the park.
Facebook at 16.5.
Oh, my God. It's the sign of a psychopath. Clearly, what are you doing? Are you living in the marketplace, are you? You are the market.
Nah, just on the news feed.
Just on the news. I've got to keep up to speed. I've got to keep up to speed with what's going on. I mean, I will never be experiencing any of this news because I never leave my house, but I need to know what's going on. I don't think even Zuckerberg spends 16 and a half hours on his bloody Facebook. Jesus. Two more calls. Jackie in Penrith in Sydney, 131060. You're addicted to the book, the gram, the chat. What are you addicted to?
I'm definitely addicted to Facebook, but it's a good addiction. I got 17.9 hours.
Okay, I've now evolved from the wrong buzzer to the sad trombone because it's just getting sad now. It's not even funny anymore. So, what do you mean it's a good addiction? What? Explain yourself, addict.
I call it intense research, not Facebooking.
Intense research on the human race that I will never speak to face to face anymore.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Mother's sister's daughter's place of work, trust me.
Oh, God, Jackie, seriously. And I can't believe this. This looks like we've got the clubhouse champion here, 21.9 hours from a man called Mark in Coffs Harbour. I mean, you've got to admit, Mark, you're not who I exactly envisioned for the very champion for spending the most time on social media. 21.9 hours, what's your poison?
Poison's a grinder.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right. That makes all the sense in the world then.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday indeed to Adele. Happy birthday. We all know The song mistress, the lyricist, the great pop artist that is Adele. Don't get me wrong, like I'm a big Adele fan, right? Not big enough to ever go on her Wikipedia page, and I don't want to, you know, be the bearer of bad news or sort of spread hate on Adele. That's the last thing I want to be doing because I don't think she'd ever heard a fly. She's a very real celebrity. But I don't think I'd be alone or be going out on a limb here by maybe saying that I'm a bit surprised today is her 30th birthday. I would have pegged her for at least 37. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way she holds herself. Maybe it's her deep, soulful voice. Maybe it's that she goes against the grain and she's not in the pop music industry and in the charts because she's shaking around her moneymaker in a bikini. Maybe I've just been dumbstruck with that. But 30? Come on. The big dog here is 28 and three quarters. She's not a year and 3 months older than me in the looks department. She's much, much older than that. I don't know. On 131060, clearly people are not sounding or acting like their age anymore. And I don't think any other radio station tonight or in the next 24 hours is going to be touching on Adele's birthday, saying that they're surprised that she was 30. Even though deep down, they probably think she looks a lot older than 30. But on 131060, I'm going to guess your age. Yippee! Whoop-de-doo! Happy-doo-da-day! Come on down, Nicole from Townsville. Before we get this kicked off, Nicole, would you say Adele looks a bit older than 30?
Yeah, I would have thought it. I would have thought that, yeah.
I can't be alone, can I? I think at least 35 to 40. That's the ballpark I would be saying.
Yeah, okay.
Well, your funeral, big dog, she's a very popular figure. I'm not going to stick my neck out just for the chance to have my 15 seconds of controversial fame on the radio. We're here for you, Nicole. Getting to know you already, trying to guess your age. I've already got snippets of you. Your maturity speaks in volumes for your comments about Adele.
So?
it's tough stuff. Can you just say, hello, my name's Nicole and I listen to Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Hello, my name's Nicole and I listen to Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
I think you're slightly older than me and I'm 28.
Hands off, snake it.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one before. I think you sound older than me, which is 28. Do I sound 28, by the way? Am I in my own ballpark, or is the pot...
I would have picked you for 28, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say 34. You're dead set, no matter what your age is. You don't have to say it on the air if you don't want, but you sound like a 34-year-old woman. That's what you sound like.
Thank you so much.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, how old are you?
38.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Yep, that is good. See, this is the thing. You have the chance to feel real good about your voice this morning.
Exactly. And I'm a singer too, so that works well.
What did you say? Oh my God, did you just say you're a Sagittarius, so that works well?
No, I said I was a singer.
Oh, you're a singer. Okay, all right, that's good. Because I was about to hang out. Well, I'm a Sagittarius, so that makes a lot of sense. Oh, you're the worst.
Who the hell cares about horoscopes these days?
People do. Not sensible people like you and I, Nicole, but there are people out there that do. Thank you for the call. Laura. Oh, you're back. Laura from Castlemaine. Okay.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, I actually like my star sign because I'm actually Capricorn.
Oh, God.
I'm one of those people.
Okay. I have already judged. I've literally drawn
judging.
A portrait of what I think you look like now, Laura.
Okay, well, what do you reckon?
Sort of like reddish brown hair, round face. You don't go to the salon. You've got like short chewed nails. Maybe a bung
that's
thumb.
That's right.
Your heels more resemble like French sourdough rather than pedicured foot model feet.
Yeah. I've got big sort of jalopy man feet, I reckon. My nails are chewed, but no, I've actually got long, dark brown hair, and I'm as skinny as anything. Oh. And I don't have a big, fat, round face.
Okay, all right, well, that's good. You sound pretty hot from the ankles up, but from your big, fat, jalopy man feet that you've described.
Yeah.
Okay, I reckon you're 48.
Looks like something naughty happened. And Lakey had to dump. Hold on to your boots while we work some radio magic. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey back in 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. I don't know where I managed to dump then. I hope I caught the F-bomb that Laura let go of.
Wrong.
In surprise. Yeah, okay, so I said you were 48, and then you said, oh, yep. F me.
Yep, sorry. Because that's just so wrong. I'm not that old.
Well, don't apologize to me. You're the one who pays for that, boys. How old are you?
I'm 34. Oh, I'm turning 35 2 days
Jesus
before Christmas.
Jesus Christ, I've really overguessed that one. 14 years.
Yeah.
14 years your senior. Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there you go.
And once I've again. Actually got an abscess in my mouth too at the moment.
Oh, well, that's probably adding a couple of years on the end there.
Yeah.
I bet without that abscess, you sound like a sexy 45-year-old.
Oh, thank you.
You can't be that surprised. How did that elicit a swear word? You think you sound 34? I'm not being mean, but you must admit you've got a slightly croakier voice than most 34-year-olds.
Yeah, I always have had a croaky voice too, though, even when I was younger.
That's okay. Some people love a husk. Some people love a husk.
Yeah. I actually got a job because of that once, and then the guy met me, and my cold went away, and he goes, oh, you don't sound as sexy anymore, and I don't think I can have you employed here, because it was on on-the-phone job.
Yeah.
I was like, well, thanks. I thought, that's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is true, though. It's bad for business. Most phone sex operators, they prefer a husky voice on a lady.